Hunters Trespassing on Private Land, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. We have done many stories about how farmers have to endure encroachment, another term for trespassing, on their own private property by hunters. Hunters who do not ask permission to hunt on the farmer's land. Now, most hunters are honorable and do ask for permission, but there's a case in Idaho that will be familiar to many of you farmers out there and underscores the necessity for hunters to be stand-up citizens and communicate with the owner of private lands that they wish to hunt on. In Idaho, Gem County farmer Danny Walton was at ground zero of the debate over new trespass laws during the 2018 Idaho legislative session. As a private property owner, he tells a story of a three-peat trespass offender at his farm that put him in the forefront of the effort to overhaul trespass laws.
I was irrigating right here at the top of this field right behind me, and he drove by and he waved, and I waved back to him, and he went around the corner, and I started getting on my four-wheeler to go get the wife to go do some more streams, and I heard this bang, and so I ran on down with the four-wheeler, and he was down here along the road coming out of my field with a pheasant in his hands. So I waited till he got to the road by his car, and I says, "What are you doing?" And he says, "Well, I shot this pheasant and it landed out here, so I come out and got it." And I said, "Well, do you have permission to be out there?" He said, "Yeah, I have permission." I said, "Well, who from?" He said, "Well, the guy that owns it." And I said, "Well, you're looking at him, and I don't recall ever giving you permission."
That's not the end of it. It gets worse. We'll do that tomorrow.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.